This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Christy Winters Scott alongside, of course, Monumental Sports, ESPN, Big Ten Network.
Yes.
Make sure I get the resume all right here.
Oh my gosh, I did a lot of different things this year, but all of those, yes. And then CBS, Fox, TNT to
all of
go
it.
Along with it.
Did you do anything with Unrivaled?
I did not.
Okay.
But I was at TNT, I was with TNT during that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
you got to get it. I heard
that's
they pay
crazy.
Well.
That was you said it, not me. But
okay.
I do like a good red bottom.
What do I need to do to get Unrivaled's payroll next year? Paige Beckers this weekend, by the way, signed a 3-year deal with Unrivaled. She had an NIL deal with him last year. She signed up to play this coming year. Her single year, first year salary will equal more than her entire 4-year total in her WNBA rookie contract. Hopefully for the league that changes with the new CBA coming next year, which is something else we need. It's on the list of topics of like how this draft is totally shaped by the WNBA CBA expiring after this year and the negotiations that are going to come that are going to change the entire league. But as for tonight, Christy, the two players that are most commonly mocked at 3 and 4 for the Mystics are Kiki Arifin out of USC, formerly of Stanford, and Sonia Citrone from Notre Dame.
Right.
Let's start with Arifin. Why is she, I think, most widely considered the – it's her or Citrone, so take your pick. But I think from most prognosticators, she's the third best player in this draft. Why?
Yeah, well, it's because she can dominate in a lot of different ways, right? I think if you're looking at what Kiki did at USC – alongside Juju Watkins, the two player options that they had when they were both positioned on the same side of the floor. I had a bunch of their games this year, and I will say this. Sometimes when you're playing with a player, and this is no shade whatsoever. I'm just saying it like I see it with basketball eyes, okay? You're playing with a player who's averaging almost 30 a game, okay, 25 a game or whatever. And not that, you know, they were done and those points were garnered in a selfish manner. They were not, right? They were within the floor of the game.
Yeah.
She's a tough kid, but so is Kiki.
Yeah.
And I just thought there were some times where, you know, it's just like, go, you know, like you can, like there was so much more that she could show on the court to be a threat on the interior, to also give some relief to Juju with the coverages that she was seeing defensively, much like we were talking about, like with Caitlin Clark seeing a lot of defensive schemes and pick and roll coverages. But she is so great at diving off of pick and roll situations in two player actions. That's what the WNBA is made up of, right? Same with the NBA, right? A lot of ISO two player actions, can ghost it, which is fake, like you're going to set the screen and then slip it or pop. Like, she's so good at making proper reads out of screening actions. So I think that will translate well. Her size is great. I think that the short corner area, the dunker spot, soft touch from there, easy money from the foul line.
Which is an even more important part in the W game than it is in the NBA game. Like,
gotta have that.
Players post there. Like,
yeah.
It's called the dunker spot because in the NBA, you stand there, you wait for the bounce pass, you power dribble, and you dunk the basketball.
Yeah.
In the W, it's a lot more of like those same avenues are open, but it's, let's shoot it.
Shoot that thing. But for me, I mean, she's shooting, well, at USC, she was shooting over 63% right at the rim. Right at the rim, okay, and 46% in the mid-range, which is great, right? I mean, so, you know, if you're looking at what she can do as an offensive threat, a lot of different things. I think defensively, you know, they showed a lot of different actions defensively at USC, but I think that's going to be her biggest jump that she'll need to take in the WNBA. But I do think that her offense will definitely translate. I think her ability to get inside on screening actions and the way that she dives just straight to the rack, I think will translate well in the WNBA, especially with the Mystics if that's who they choose.
So I think the other interesting thing about her is she played with obviously the elite player in college basketball.
Yeah.
One of, you know, her, Paige, Juju and Paige, like the two most elite guards in the game, right?
Yeah.
So Kiki plays with Juju last year. It goes very, very well.
Yeah.
She also played with Cameron Brink at Stanford.
She did.
And so I'm almost more interested in how that went because if I'm looking at it from the Mystics' point of view, they've got Aaliyah, they've got Shakira,
right?
And you would think that Kiki would be on the floor with at least one of them on a pretty regular basis. Mm-hmm. So how did Cam and Kiki play off of each other? And is that comparable to what, you know, like Cam could do a lot of different stuff. Aaliyah can do a lot of different stuff. Shakira can do a lot of different stuff. They're all different, but playing too big basketball, like how could that work for Washington?
Well, I just think if you, going back to the Stanford roots, if you will, Shanae Agumake, I think that's a comparable player to what Kiki Irifin can do. Schematically, I think you can place her in the same kinds of spaces on the court that Shanae Agumake played, you know, for Tara Vanderveer at Stanford. So, I mean, they all went to Stanford. So, at first, right, before Kiki transferred to USC. But, you know, there's a pattern there of how players play, and I think they're kind of cut from the same cloth in that manner. But going to what you were saying, I think, you know, Cameron Brink was that defensive stopper. I mean, she's a shot blocker.
Yeah.
I mean, Kiki can shot block, too. So, but I think when you're looking at what Cameron Brink was able to do as a defender – I think that's why they complemented each other.
So that would be like Shakira's role.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Aaliyah's not bad. If Aaliyah can, and Aaliyah's going to get better at this. This is what happens with the young players. Like if Aaliyah can avoid foul trouble while doing that, she's very, very effective.
Yeah. Well, but Kira's unrivaled. So.
Yeah. They had a lot of contact going
pretty
unrivaled
good.
Too.
Yeah. She looked good defensively though.
She looked
especially
great.
In that one-on-one.
She looked great at everything in that
did.
One-on-one. She was killing it. I'm going to just assume that she's not listening right now. I mean, you never know. She
never
might
know.
Be. But I may have snagged an Aaliyah Edwards mist when they put the authentic Unrivaled jerseys up. I may have snagged one that I'm going to have her sign for me at media day, which typically you don't do as a media member.
Okay.
I know. But Aaliyah came on the show and was like, you're going to root for me at Unrivaled, right? And so I was like, this seems like a fair trade.
Oh, that's a fair
trade. We've already broken the cheering rules on that one. So, what is what it is.
I mean, under the table, it's like,
No, I'm gonna have her do it like on camera. We're gonna capture it. Anthony, you have to capture that for social media of her signing the jersey.
That.
Thanks for that. Sonia Citrone's the other player that is getting a lot of looks for the Mystics. Whether it's third or fourth, we'll see. We'll break down Sonia Citrone's game from Notre Dame next on the Hoffman Show, but first we'll take a look at what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Big NBA news day, as obviously the season has come to an end. The Suns have fired Mike Budenholzer.
Whew, man,
what a nightmare that is. But he's out. It's not his nightmare anymore. It'll be up to the next coach, and it should be an interesting offseason in Phoenix. We'll see if Durant winds up on the block. We know they tried to trade Bradley Beal at the trade deadline, and he said no because he has a no-trade clause. Where have I heard that before? Pelicans make a move as well in their front office. They fired David Griffin, executive who helped build the Cavs championship. Championship teams back in the day, executive vice president of basketball. He is out. Apparently, they are eyeing Joe Dumars as their next top executive. That is an interesting choice, a blast from the past. And then, of course, Christy and I are talking about the WNBA draft tonight all show long. The Mystics made a move today ahead of that draft, although it involves a pick for the next one, 2026. They get another first rounder. That'll be their third in that draft. They have three tonight. They do that in exchange for Carly Samuelson. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.